So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie, pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme in theaters this Friday. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
The Bird Show.
Carl here has got a little beef with his sister right now. Not a major beef, just it's an annoyance more than it is a beef.
Very annoying beef. Okay. And I think she has to be the only person in the, I would say the world now, that doesn't have this. It's 2000.
Don't challenge our listeners because they'll call up. They'll all be on her side.
Well, they may not be able to here.
2010. Okay. What are they going to call up? Call on. She doesn't have a cell phone, y'all.
That's crazy.
Wait, what?
A cell phone. Mm. Now, my sister has four kids.
Yeah. Imagine this, right. Wendy. Wendy, especially. Imagine this, a world without no mobile phones, no cell phones, no way to connect immediately. You have to walk into an establishment or your own home and use what we used to call a landline.
What's a landline?
Does she use payphones?
No, she uses a, and the thing is, she has like an iPhone. No, not an iPhone, but an iTouch. And she'll text me as if she's on a phone, but I can't call her. It's just like the most irritating thing is like, I mean, this is my older sister. She's the one that's all into all kinds of electronics. She's like the engineer, electronical type of person in the family next to me. Mm-hmm. Like, okay. I asked her questions about electronics, mm-hmm. and she doesn't have a cell phone.
Is she just one? Because from time to time, you'll meet these people that just dig in for the sake of digging in. Like, the world is so connected.
Right.
I'm not getting a cell phone no matter what. And even though she knows it would make her life so much easier, she'd be more connected and safer, she's digging in on principle.
And that's the most irritating part of why she's doing it, because she doesn't want to get taken away by it. She wants to stay involved when it comes to all electronics. Like, she's real involved. She knows how to work everything, but she just refuses to succumb to just the accessibility of a cell phone. She has four children.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I mean, come on now. Four kids. And then she got me calling her. I'm just trying to call her and just say hi at one time. I've never been able to catch her at the house phone because she has four kids
running around. After this. She's got soccer practice, football practice, drama class.
Like, you almost want to say, well, it's safer to have a cell phone, which it is.
Right.
But for how many years were we parenting without them? You can do it. Mm-hmm. It can certainly be done.
Right.
The majority of our history,
Maybe she's setting a new trend. Maybe this is going to be the backlash from being too connected. It's people all of a sudden not having phone numbers.
I do get it. I am telling you, this weekend, I put my cell phone down and I put it away. We were my wife and I had to go down to St. Augustine for some business meetings on Thursday night and Friday morning. And then, or Friday night also. And then we drove back up to South Carolina to go hang with the kids all weekend. And I said, you know what? I didn't see the kids Thursday. I didn't see them Friday. I'm away all week now. And the only time I get to see my kids is on the weekend. So I turned it off, I put it in my backpack, and I let it be. I felt so free, y'all.
What happened?
Weirdest thing. I felt
the world didn't come to an end.
It didn't come to an end.
I heard if you do that, though, then gravity stops affecting you and you float away.
I don't think it did, unless I was living in some kind of lost sideways world. But you can, the focus that I had on my kids just when I turned it off and put it out of reach, like the focus. Everything in the world slows down for me when I don't have this thing even on.
See, I think the thing with your sister is, like with cell phones, people don't have, there's no boundaries. Like with a house phone, you kind of feel bad, you'd feel bad about calling somebody after a certain time at night because you knew they were at home with their families. With a cell phone, those boundaries have been thrown out the window and people feel that they can call you 24/7. It doesn't matter because you should be accessible to them all the time if you got a cell phone. And then if you don't answer the phone, they get mad at you.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm.
And she is that type. She's like, she's not materialistic at all. She's not, she's real basic. She keeps her, has real beautiful long hair, throws it in a ponytail. I mean, she's a real basic person. And it just, I'm like, Tracy, man, will you please just get a cell phone? Yeah. You don't even have to use it. Just get it. And I can leave a message.
No, that's worse. That's worse. Because when my mom and I were talking to each other, she had a cell phone, but would never turn it on. So it always went to voicemail. Or when she was in the cab, she turned it on just to make one phone call.
Cut it off.
And then she turned it off.
Yeah.
Right.
That's what my parents do, or they did, until I actually yelled at them once because they were coming through the airport. And we were meeting, like we were connecting to go on the same flight or whatever. And they were coming in from New York. Their flight was late. They called me. They said, "Here, meet us here." And I said, "Oh, Mr. Call, call him right back. Right to voicemail." Like, what do you do? And then their logic is, "Well, I don't want to get dinged for the minutes." Well, you're
just
not on it.
You just tell, you know what?
They're going to charge minutes nowadays.
You just tell, so I can talk to you.
Yeah. Not with Metro PCS. Just tell Tracy to call me. That way she won't have to worry about that.
I feel your pain, man. It's more of a convenience for you than it is for her, probably, but it still is maddening.
That's exactly what it is. I mean, how many times have you called a house phone and left a voicemail nowadays?
I haven't.
Wendy.
Mm-mm. I don't think I've ever called a house phone.
Even not anymore.
It actually startles me if our home phone rings. Oh my God, what is that?
What is that?
What's going on?
Somebody's dead!
I wouldn't even know where to find it in the house. I don't think we have one anymore.
Get it? The Bird Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the yinny and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.